Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one issue that we've had recently in medicine that I think has been deadly has been this sleep apnea machine recall. And for one, trying to get somebody to get diagnosed for sleep apnea, and then to get them to do the sleep study, to get them to use the machine, is already an act of Congress. It already takes all out of you. But then for there to be a recall and people can't get a new machine, all right, not cool. Well, the FDA has reported 561 deaths associated with the recalled devices, Philips devices, used for treating obstructive sleep apnea and other breathing disorders. Since April 2021, the FDA has received over 116,000 medical device reports regarding the breakdown of foam in Philips CPAP continuous positive airway pressure machines and BiPAP sleep therapy devices. This includes 561 reports of death. This was reported this week. Philips is a Dutch medical device manufacturer, and let me give credit to the Hollywood Unlocked is the article reporting this. Philips is a Dutch medical device manufacturer, has recalled millions of the machines following reports of gas and foam particles being blown into the airways of users. Now, the death count comes shortly after Philips announced that it would just stop selling the machines in the United States. The company settled with the FDA and the Justice Department, which is expected to cost $400 million, as disclosed in a regulatory filing reported by Yahoo News. The tentative agreement, subject to approval by the U.S. court, stipulates that Philips must continue servicing the apnea machines currently in use while refraining from selling new ones until specific conditions are met. Despite attempting to address the issue through a recall announced June 2021 and subsequent repairs, even the fixed devices had to be recalled. So now there has to be a pause of all sleep apnea devices by Philips in the United States. In late 2023, Philips agreed to pay a minimum of $479 million to compensate users of 20 different breathing devices and ventilators sold in the U.S. between 2008 and 2021. In September, a proposed class action settlement was reached, allowing claims for financial losses related to the recalled machines purchase, lease, or rent. Users can now file claims for financial losses. They may be eligible for a device payment award for each recalled device, a device return award of $100 for each returned device by August 9, 2024, or a device replacement reward for the cost of purchasing a comparable machine to replace a recalled device that was done between June 14, 2021 and September 7, 2023. So there is a settlement, an interactive website, but, you know, here's my problem. Sleep apnea, and when I've talked to patients about it, they go, well, how do I know I'm not going to get a machine that's going to kill me? You know, sleep apnea is deadly. Obstructive sleep apnea versus central sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea is where you lie down and the fat in your neck or your tongue or your tonsils or the way you sleep cuts off your air supply, so you lose oxygen to the brain, and a lot of times your spouse will wake you up or your body will wake up because you've lost oxygen. Central sleep apnea is where you have a more central brain issue that's causing you to stop breathing in your sleep. Both can be very deadly if your brain and heart are not getting proper air. So these machines are continuous positive airway pressure. they keep blowing air into your body to go past the obstruction. Surgery could do it too, but, you know, surgery could be pretty, sometimes it would revolve a whole entire reconstruction of your jaw and mouth, etc. Or blowing the air through to make sure that you're getting the oxygenation you need. Now that takes plastic, it takes machines, it takes filters. We have to know that the air is completely sterile, or not sterile, but as clean as can be, because we don't want to allow a pathogen to get up into your brain. You know, people were blown away that if you irrigate your sinuses with tap water, you could kill yourself. If there's an amoeba in the tap water, we're exposed to tap water all the time. But when you force something near the brain, it could get into the brain. So we have to make sure that everything is clean, that it's acting appropriately. And it's really difficult to get somebody to sleep with a machine. But when you do, wow. I see people lose weight. I see people have more energy. I see them in better moods, less headaches. They're overall healthier. But that doesn't happen if you have a device that's making you sick. So many patients who really need to be treated for sleep apnea are now saying, I'm going to pass. Listen, this is just from what we understand, Philips. I'm hoping all other companies have their act together and are making sure that they, you know, also have equipment that is, well, regulated. But it's a shame that something like this happens. So please get yourself checked out. Please do a sleep study. Some people will use those breathe right strips. Most of your apnea isn't the nose. It's your tongue and tonsils and jaw. So I don't think the breathe right strips are going to help as much. For some of you, you know, every little bit, maybe, you know, if you like it, that's great. But it's going to be hard for you to treat sleep apnea on your own. Many people will get sleep apnea sleeping on their backs. Learn to sleep on your side. Sleeping on your back causes the gravity of your mouth and neck to compress your airway. So I would sleep on your side. But if you're like me that has a dog and a cat that sleeps on my face and pillows, you could struggle. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the whole gender puberty blocker, when should kids transition? Can kids give informed consent? This has just blown up over the last few years. And many people, when they see these issues that are dividing America, like Roe v. Wade, like gender transitioning, many Americans are like, it's not affecting me. Now, I'm not getting pregnant. I'm not having an unwanted pregnancy. It doesn't affect me. My tax dollars are going to it, so they might feel they have a vote, but, you know, have some skin in the game, but you know, same thing with gender transitioning, etc. Until it's your kid. And some of the concerns we're hearing that's not making a lot of news is what happens if the parents differ on where they stand about a child transitioning. Now, California started to flirt with it in terms of their legal system and family court by, I believe, a legislator introducing a bill that the parent that does not support the transitioning will lose custody of the child. Now, I think Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed that, so it didn't progress. But we're being told, this is being reported by Daily Mail, that a father in New York did lose. Actually, he didn't lose a son, but he was denied medical authority over his son. New York family court officials denied a father the legal right to prevent his 8-year-old son from taking puberty blockers. Dennis Hannon, 32 years old, a senior software engineer from Buffalo, was in a quote-unquote legal nightmare with Erie Supreme Court that spanned 7 years, fighting to retain his fundamental parental rights. He claims the boy's mother pushed their child's transition and says the boy himself was not distressed about living as a boy. What's more, we're being told, is a year after the court's ruling, the child, known as Matthew, reverted back to male gender, changed his mind to go back to being a boy. But the father has still lost any say in medical decisions and only has access to him a few hours each week. He cannot afford to appeal to regain full custody. He said, it's been a nightmare. Now, this comes after Daily Mail revealed that a Montana family lost custody over their 14-year-old daughter for refusing to let her transition to a boy. Child Protective Services turned up at the family's home in Glasgow, Montana, and said that the daughter suffered mental health difficulties and needed to transition to get better. She was sent to a mental health institute where she was allowed to live as a boy called Leo, shave her head, and so, wear a chest binder. So this is tricky. This is very, very tricky. The chest binding is also a little controversial because breast tissue being smashed, does that cause chronic inflammation? Could that put somebody at risk later for poor ductal development if they do want to breastfeed later, or even cancer? So there's a lot that we don't know, which is why the European health medical committees have said, let's hold off. The World Health Organization has abstained on pediatric transitioning, but America's going full regalian or whatever the term is. So I have seen custody battles get very ugly, and I do not want children to be put in this position of losing access to a parent and being played as a pawn. You know, if somebody has gender dysphoria, right? Somebody has true gender dysphoria, and there's a very, very small amount of the population that has it, right? All hands on deck. They need support. They need counseling. They need family aware and supportive, and therefore whatever the child decides. And you need all hands on deck. You don't want to strip that child of one of her parents or one of his parents. And to think that courts have no problem doing that. Now, the courts will say, well, they could be suicidal. They have mental health issues, so they could be suicidal, so we need to jump in and do this. If you have an 8-year-old that's suicidal, you really want to rip away their daddy? You think that's going to help? If you have a 14-year-old who's suicidal, you're going to take them away from the parents? Now, mind you, we're looking at this Ethan Crumbly, the Michigan Oxford school shooter. These parents, I don't know what the hell they were doing, and the kid was asking for help. So I get it. You have idiot parents out there. But don't assume all parents are idiots. Don't assume that child doesn't need their paternal or maternal bonding. And so, you know, people will use their kids as pawns. And we're being told that with this little boy, no official diagnosis of gender dysphoria was ever made. And so gender dysphoria is where you don't understand why you have the body you do, and it plagues you incessantly, going, I shouldn't be having a penis, I should be having a vagina. Or I've never identified, I don't understand, I should be a female. I should be, and there are individuals that have that. And like I said, that is why we have support. That's why we have medications and treatments. But it should be done when there's consent that could be given. When you start to bind breasts, when you start to do puberty blockers, you are assuming that that child doesn't want to have kids, doesn't want to be fertile, doesn't want to be tall, doesn't want to breastfeed, doesn't want to have bone mass. How does an 8-year-old know that? If you ask me at 8 years old, do I want to breastfeed later? I'd be like, are you flipping kidding me? But man, when I had my first baby, oh yeah, I wanted to breastfeed. Look at this formula shortage. Look how many people went to, I want to breastfeed. I want to be able to feed my child in case we have a massive screw-up or we have a lack of formula. Doctors and schools and public officials can't assume that somebody who has alleged gender dysphoria doesn't want to have kids. And so you can't do anything that could be permanent. You know, what nobody's talking about is, you know, we have women on hormone replacement therapy that sometimes we have to immediately stop because they formed a blood clot. The amount of hormones we have to give to a transgender female to make them female is thrombogenic. Are we evaluating them for risk of blood clots? Are they being warned not to fly for long distances or to be in cars for long distances? Are they getting a coagulation panel so we could tell if they do have a propensity towards that? Is an 8-year-old child being taught don't smoke if you are going to be given hormones? Because smoking and hormones could give you a blood clot? I don't think the average child can comprehend their future needs. I mean, look how many 21-year-olds are like, I don't want to get pregnant. I don't want a family. You know, all of a sudden, they're 25, 26. They're like, all right, baby-making time. People change. They change their minds. Look how many people are now 49er fans because they can't stand Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. But they were never 49er fans before. People change their identities. A lot. And so don't do anything drastic. And for the love of God, let there be parental, you know, parents, parental support. 1-877-DOT-TELLING.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. At a U.S. Senate hearing focused on the harms caused by big tech and social media.
Well, he should have never been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job. And the reality is he's been a traitor. He's not followed the laws of the land. He's allowed people to come in here. He's put this country in jeopardy.
An apology from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Accommodating a request by certain members of the Senate Judiciary Committee at a hearing this week, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had demanded Zuckerberg and other tech CEOs apologize to people in the chamber who had lost loved ones due to their use of social media. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will vote next week on the National Security and Border Aid Bill. It includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions and other measures. Schumer said the text of the agreement's being made public as soon as today, possibly Sunday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gerald asks, what do I think about intermittent fasting? Well, if I thought anything about it, I would be doing. No. Intermittent fasting, it's a fascinating topic, intermittent fasting, in terms of dieting and weight loss. And I think it works for some, and I think it's devastating for others. And I'm very mixed because intermittent fasting, depending on how you do it, where you don't eat for a certain period of hours, and then you eat what you want in a small time frame. I thought for some raised their risk of diabetes. So, for example, I had many patients who on their own would tell me they skip breakfast. They're like, I'm not hungry in the morning. So I only eat noon to 8. And I'm like, okay, so you and then you go to bed after eating? You're only eating noon and 8. They're overweight. They have diabetes. But they're technically not eating 16 hours a day. See, a lot of intermittent fasting is the 8 to 16, where you eat for 8 hours, you fast for 16. So if you're eating between 12 and 8, and then you go to bed and you sleep in, I'm not seeing that do a lot for a lot of people's weight loss. Now, for those of you who eat all day long and you stop some of your food intake and you don't increase it during that time, yes, you might lose calories. You might lose weight. So the pros and the cons. The cons are I've seen people get diabetes. They're the breakfast skippers, unless maybe you need to do the intermittent fasting where you still have a breakfast, but maybe you skip dinner. I notice I lose weight when I skip dinner, but that's I don't think skipping meals is the best way to do it. But the cons are, one is it could put you at risk for diabetes because now you're eating bigger meals and requiring more insulin loads, and that could kind of mess with your insulin sensitivity. Two is because you have been fasting for 16 hours, some people eat a lot during those 8 hours, more than if they just nibbled and ate little bits throughout the day. And in fact, many diets would rather you have smaller meals every few hours than one or two big, huge meals that can mess with your stomach lining, stretch your stomach, etc. But what are the pros? Well, the pros to the intermittent fasting is you teach yourself to be okay with hunger pains. If you get hungry, you could talk yourself out of it. In the Jewish religion, you fast for 24 hours during Yom Kippur. No food or water for 24 hours. I find it very easy. I could easily go 24 hours without eating. Now, I get a headache. I might get a little hypoglycemic. And if you have any medical conditions, you aren't supposed to do it, of course. But for me, I do it. But I don't get hungry. When it's time to eat, I could still go for hours. After a while, you know how you get your second wind when you run? After a while, you're like, okay, I'm not tired. I could go again. I get that way, 24 hours of not eating. The only problem is when I do eat, wow, then I get abdominal cramps and I have to potty. I was once at a break the fast and I had to like, and I do not like to go to the bathroom and other people's, I mean, I'll pee, but I don't like to go number two. I had to ask the owner of the house, I'm so sorry, but do you have a private bathroom that I am in a lot of pain because I had not eaten and then all of a sudden I ate and whatever might have been held in my bowels a day before got stimulated to go. It was painful. It was so. For me, it just doesn't work that well in terms of practicality. But I like the idea of people learning that just because you're a little hungry doesn't mean you got to stop and feed yourself. And so intermittent fasting may allow you to learn how to have a little bit more self-control. Now, a lot of you don't eat because you're hungry. You eat because you're bored. It's boring. You're at your desk. All of a sudden, you hear, hey, birthday cake. We're celebrating this week's birthdays. Birthday cake in the lounge or the staff kitchen. So you're like, yay, I get out of my desk. Happy birthday to you. I'll help cut the cake. You know what? I'll help clean the cake because now you don't have to go back to your desk. And then you end up eating cake when you wouldn't have. A lot of times we're tired. I eat more in the mornings because I'm still kind of tired. And it gives me energy. Well, then you're going to consume more calories. So you might be thirsty. You might be so dehydrated, not drinking enough water, that you're eating instead because you're thirsty. So, you know, I recommend that, you know, if you're really struggling with weight loss, you know, do your research before you consider the intermittent fasting. Because the intermittent fasters I know, they eat too much during those 8 hours or 6 hours that they allow themselves to eat. And I've just seen too many people who were breakfast skippers who ended up getting diabetes. Now, what can you do to lose weight? Well, again, it all depends. It's different strokes for different folks. Some of you need to be on a diet. You need to have that structure. You need to be told, I am dieting. Others know. The second you say diet, you fail because you feel like you're without. So Weight Watchers back in the 80s, and I don't know if they still do this, but they never use the term diet. They say, this is your meal plan. Because if we say diet, you're going to go off of it, or you're going to think you're lacking. So it's a meal plan. So calling it a meal plan, I like, because diets mean they're temporary. Your diet can't be temporary. What good is losing 50 pounds just for you this summer to gain it back again? So if you're going to start eating vegetables and cut fat, you should be doing that anyway. Long term. Dry January. A lot of people did dry January when we went to dinner during the family medicine conference. Many people didn't order drinks. It was great because I was taking some people for dinner, so it would save me money. That was fantastic. But are they drinking now? If they're drinking now, then they're starting to, if they're drinking less, that's good. But if they went back to their same drinking habits, well, that now, it'll start to negate some of your health things. So you have to keep it up. In terms of cutting carbs, the Atkins diet I found to be very unpractical, because as soon as somebody had a wedding or had a toast or something happened, then they completely went off of it. I like the South Beach diet because you limited your carbs. You cut them back. But you have to have that wiggle room where you get to have something. Because you're going to want to, maybe toast. Or now, again, if you're, let's say LDS, you don't drink alcohol, that's easy. But if you're, somebody that wants to celebrate something or, try some eggnog, or it's going to, unfortunately, take you off your diet. The reason why I like Weight Watchers is because they give you those cheat points at the end of the week. So if you were really good with your points and you saved up some, you could use those on your weekend for fun meals. This way, you don't feel like you're starving. If you feel like you've never had a piece of cake or a carb, then you could unfortunately rebound or relapse. Drink water. Drinking water is important. Also, watch your portion sizes. Just because the plate is big and is a 14 or 16-inch plate doesn't mean you have to fill it all up. And fill most of it with vegetables. Your meat should be very tiny. The pasta should be tiny. Another trick I like to do is I brush my teeth after a meal. Because if I brush my teeth, I'm not going to eat anything again, because then I got to brush my teeth again. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate when they tell us at the last minute, right, assuming like we couldn't handle the news, but apparently a football stadium-sized asteroid is doing a flyby the Earth today. Now, it shouldn't hit us, but they say it's very close. Its closest approach to Earth will be 1.77 million miles, squeaking by our orbit. That is over seven times the distance to the moon, but it's going to be traveling at 41,000 miles per hour. It should safely shoot past the Earth. If it didn't safely pass us, and hit us, it could kill. Luckily, they say we're good. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has spotted a giant, quote-unquote, city-killer asteroid flying towards the Earth. For reference, the moon is about 239,000 miles from the Earth. This is 7.4 times as far as the moon is from the Earth at about 1.77 million miles away. It's going to zip along, according to Business Insider, at 41,000 miles an hour. It measures about 900 feet across, or roughly the size of a U.S. football stadium. I'm sure Taylor Swift is going to be spotted when the cameras look at the asteroid. We'll probably see Taylor Swift. That's all cameras seem to like showing her. Experts sometimes call asteroids this size city killers because it is capable of destroying an entire city. But too small and far away to see without a telescope. For those of you that are going outside right now, sticking your head out of your car trying to find it, you might not be able to see it. It is 10,000 times fainter than the faintest stars visible to the naked eye, according to Gianluca Massi, an astrophysicist and the scientific director of the Virtual Telescope Project. He told Business Insider that there is going to be an event live starting at 1 p.m. Eastern time today. You could live stream it on YouTube, and it will track the asteroid as it flies by Earth. Viewers will be able to distinguish it as a tiny dot moving past other fixed tiny dots, a.k.a. stars, that aren't moving at 40-some miles per hour. They said the live stream will last about 45 minutes. I don't know if, it's already passed. So I'm right now looking at the video. I'm sure you could catch the video. All I see is something that looks like 1980s Space Invaders. So it's black with some white dots. So I don't know. If you guys see it, all the power to you. But apparently this asteroid has a name. It's called 2008 OS7. It orbits the sun every 962 days. After it passes by Earth, it's going to continue along its oval-shaped path through our solar system. It has an oblong-shaped orbit, so every time it approaches the Earth, rather than a typical circle, it could vary. So their next approach will be July 2037, and it'll be 9.7 million miles from Earth. Are you guys putting that down in your calendar? If you missed today's, July of 2037, assuming Bidenomics allows us to have the ability to still be able to purchase our own YouTube access, 9.7 million miles from Earth, you'll get to see it then. So scientists have identified more than 34,000 near-Earth objects. Only 2,300 of them have been designated as potentially hazardous. But NASA suspects there's a lot more out there. If a giant asteroid were on course to hit Earth, we would need, according to Business Insider, 5 to 10 years warning to try and destroy and deflect it. Now, I have an idea, people. Okay? Why don't you pretend now that an asteroid's coming? Let's just start that 5-year time, stopwatch now, and get something ready to go that you could shoot at an asteroid to deflect or destroy it. I get things are different in space, lack of gravity, heat disperses differently, I get that. But maybe let's not wait till we get the memo and go, oh, okay, hey guys, let's assemble a team. Maybe we start doing it right now. Okay, just do the thought. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is working on the, quote, Near-Earth Object Surveyor mission, set to launch in September 2027 to send an infrared space telescope into Earth's orbit to expand NASA's search for near-Earth objects that could threaten our planet. Okay, well, that's really nice. I'm glad they're doing that. I am really grateful to NASA and Jet Propulsion Labs and everybody that kind of looks at space for us. I get really freaked out about, after seeing Armageddon, and after hearing about all the millions of things and understanding orbits and understanding how our orbits can change and how things can mathematically eventually come into our space, not to mention how we might have difficulty predicting certain things as we're sending the satellites and things out into space. I have a huge respect for space. I don't want to go out there. I don't want to go to Mars. I'm very happy being here on Earth. I like gravity. I'm good. But it does bother me. Now get this. There's an article saying that the Earth might not have always been a sphere. The Earth might have looked like the candy Smarties. Our Earth might have been a Smartie shape and not spherical. Why? Well, scientists previously assumed that protoplanets, or young baby planets, that have recently formed around stars are spheres. So they put the assumption to the test. According to Daily Mail, researchers from the University of Central Lancashire simulated how planets might form from the disks of gas around the stars. But they revealed rather than being round, they actually may be squashed flat. So scientists are now trying to figure out what the 3D shape of the Earth might have been. And they said they were Dr. Dimitris Stamatelos, co-author of the paper, said, "We were very surprised that they turned out to be oblate spheroids, pretty similar to Smarty candies. They have been studying planet formation for a long time, but never before have we thought to check the shape of the planets as they form in the simulations." Now remember, these are simulations. That doesn't mean the Earth was always Smarty-shaped or sweet tart or Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup-shaped or Rolo. But that does make some sense. Now, they say the Earth is not perfectly round. Have any of you ever measured the Earth? Okay. Well, if you do, they say that at the poles it's a little squashed by 0.3%. Researchers think that the baby planets are squashed about 90%. And then they expand and they blow up and make a sphere. I think the Earth is a beautiful sphere or ball. But the Earth is flattened at its north pole and south pole by 0.3%. Jupiter about 6%. Saturn 10%. That's why when we drew the Earth, north pole and south pole had like a little bit of a flat line. I don't know if you guys remember that. When I was little, we learned, you know, the My Very Educated Mother just served us 9 pizzas to learn the planets. Now there's all sorts of planets, so we can't use that saying anymore. But which was a stupid saying, nonetheless. But I remember drawing the Earth. We had it a little flat at the Arctic Circle, the North Pole, the South Pole. I wonder if that's why. Fascinating. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.